This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. As we launch here into the third hour with me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark. And also, you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm or call us on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Just go to discord.lrn.fm to get in there, where there are people talking in the various different chat rooms. But one of those rooms is the dedicated on-air call-in line room. And when you join that room, we'll notice you there and join that room with you and put you on the radio with us. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Then coming up, we'll talk about the there's a college that, Melanie, you're going to tell us about in Texas that is apparently saying that people who are too masculine need to check in for some help.
Yes.
To become less masculine is what they're saying. But first, we go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hi.
Hey there.
Well, you know, in New Hampshire, it's not a home rule state. So the state law basically preempts local law when it comes to guns. So state, the cities in practice and the towns cannot, they're not supposed to be able to pass regulations on firearms. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they would. There's probably some towns that would like very much to be able to pass regulations and just outright bans on guns.
And that's true across the board for any law in New Hampshire, unless the state legislature has specifically authorized a town or city, or generally towns or cities, to create a law in a certain area, they are not supposed to be allowed to do it. Now, that hasn't stopped them in certain circumstances. Like, for instance, here in Keene, years ago, they decided, well, we're just going to go ahead and outlaw what they call synthetic marijuana or synthetic drugs. And they weren't authorized to do that by state law. Later, the state changed their laws and did prohibit those things. But basically, the city attorney, when he was confronted with this during a council meeting, when somebody brought this up to him, was like, yeah, we're not really actually authorized to do this, are we, city attorney? The attorney's like, yeah, we probably would lose in court, but you know what? F it, just go for it and see what happens. And so they did.
Well, so what's the latest? Unfortunately, New Hampshire is still a part of the United States that perpetually scared people, and so the gun hysteria has spread to Portsmouth, and the city government there is trying to do some sort of regulation on firearms. There's an article.
Really?
What's interesting, you know, when you try to come after guns, you go after the Second Amendment, you wind up finding yourself going after the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment, at least, probably the Tenth Amendment, too. And so what's happened is they have invoked, or somewhat apparently speaking for the city, I was a little vague on where the quote came from, they invoked the right of the city to, quote, regulate anyone in the city doing anything, unquote.
Well, that's just made up out of whole cloth, so, you know, wouldn't worry about it too much. I think that... It's interesting how libertarians in New Hampshire and free staters and these sorts are certainly they want New Hampshire to be independent of the United States, but they don't seem to want the cities. Like Portsmouth is 97% Democratic voters.
Is it really?
That was the number that was given to me by Derek J. As far as how blue they are.
Yeah, he lives there.
And maybe I'm misremembering something like that, or I don't know. But this is towns
even
are
worse
small.
Than Keene.
Yeah, that's pretty darn blue over there. So why shouldn't they be able to limit those things? Why would I want to, as a Granite Stater, to prevent a town from doing it what it is?
Because
that they
this
want?
Is New Hampshire, and New Hampshire has certain freedoms that are supposed to be across all of New Hampshire.
Do you want localized rule or don't you?
I don't think there's any real benefit to having the local, whatever you're talking about.
You want California to be able to do what it wants to do and secede.
That's right.
And thus New Hampshire. But you don't want Portsmouth to
be able to secede. If Portsmouth secedes, then that's fine. Is Portsmouth an economic unit? Because New Hampshire is.
If Portsmouth wants to secede, then that's fine. But ultimately, that's not what they're calling for at this point. You're in New Hampshire, which is a very freedom-oriented place.
For a form of nullification.
Uh-huh.
This is wrong. We're supposed to be against acts of aggression against sentient beings, right?
Agreed. So sure.
That's the root of it all. Let's apply that to Portsmouth. That says that, yes, if Portsmouth secedes or something like that, then no one in the state should be able to stop them, and the federals shouldn't be able to stop them. But no one, not including the city of Portsmouth even, should be able to commit an act of aggression against other sentient beings. And if you're telling people where they can carry firearms on, you know, public property or whatnot that they paid for, that's an act of aggression against them, and that's why we're against it.
I agree. I think it's just interesting that many libertarians think that the solution to these problems is increased localization of government. And when you increase the localization of government, you get places like Portsmouth.
Yeah, but again, the parts where they have to commit an act of aggression, that's still wrong. Even if we generally support local control, that doesn't mean we support the local control of a mayor to stop a person from carrying a firearm on public property.
I've met very few people who support local control as a solution. They might support it in an instance, whereas the gang of New Hampshire is nowhere near as bad as the gang of the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
so therefore side with New Hampshire. If it is the case that the gang of Portsmouth is worse than the gang of New Hampshire, then again, not support New Hampshire, but in that fight.
Well, you know, the question is, what results in more freedom? Does home rule in general result in more freedom in the various different towns in New Hampshire? I would say it would not. The evidence suggests that home rule does not allow for more freedom because home rule protects us from these busybody city councils who otherwise would love to pass laws and ordinances left and right to restrict things. In this case, they're prohibited by the state government from doing that. So I think that across the board,
the concept of home rule would allow somebody who wanted to put a project together in a city or in a state that had home rule to concentrate people into one municipality or county and have more freedom for themselves in a smaller area and thus need
fewer
people.
Well, if that's the case, then you should form the home rule state project.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
Project or whatever.
I've got much better ideas on how to get freer for oneself.
There are people out there, Mark, and you know this very well because you run a webpage on Facebook about it, who have created
Move Here projects.
Yeah. And some of them have wanted to take over a county or were a city or whatever, and they've failed miserably.
The only reason they failed is because people don't show up.
Right, but people are moving to New Hampshire as part of a mass migration of libertarians, and the fact is New Hampshire is a small place. It's small geographically, it's small with population, and it is a relatively accessible political system here with 400 state representatives, so it's a state that is sort of designed to be difficult and unwieldy towards change.
Just because they're different governments act more or less aggressively at size, so just because a government the width of an entire continent is more aggressive than governments substantially smaller than that, does not then therefore mean that it's a single slope down and that the smaller you get, the less aggressive
that's
you
true.
Get. It could
that's
be a reverse bell curve.
Right.
And I think that that's probably the case. Tiny, small towns tend to be the most aggressive, you know, governments that
right.
they can be, and apparently countries the size of a continent also have the same problem.
No doubt about it. Dave from RidleyReport.com, thanks for the call tonight, and if something does happen out that way, we'll hopefully hear more from somebody.
They're looking at an ordinance, I guess.
They're not going to get anywhere.
Well, we'll see. And like I said, Mark, they passed an illegal ordinance here in Keene outlawing the pharmaceutical, not pharmaceutical, but outlawing the synthetic drugs.
Anybody in New Hampshire.
And they got away with it.
Anybody in New Hampshire that has a concealed carry permit can go, or anybody in New Hampshire has standing to go into Portsmouth with a gun, get arrested,
and they'll beat the case.
And then beat the case.
Yeah.
And make money.
That's true. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. And I suspect our own Derek J. Freeman, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, who now lives out in the Seacoast area, specifically in Portsmouth, I bet you he'd be one of the ones to challenge it because he's been known to open carry more than a time or two. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Again, if you like the ideas of liberty and you care enough about them, you want to see them implemented in your lifetime, then it makes sense to get together where other people are doing that. You can learn more about the freedom migration here to New Hampshire by going to 101reasonsfilm.com. It's a great little documentary. You can watch it free online. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets. And they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom. So they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in here. Skype username lrn.fm. Or hop in the Discord on air call in line room over at discord.lrn.fm.
Mother's Day sneaks up and you hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching 1999 flowers that end up costing $60, or we grab a last-minute flowers from the produce department that smell oddly of green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send the flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you right online. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at amazing prices. Show Mom how much you care. Send their artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL and save 15% at Books.com.
So earlier in the show tonight, we spent a good amount of time talking about incel, which is a group of angry men online. They're mad because they're not having sex. They feel like they're owed it because they're men and they were born and they're breathing. And so they're mad about that. And some of them,
a little bit more than that.
And some of them apparently are willing to lash out violently. In fact, one of them was the van killer in Toronto, who's now facing multiple murder charges. That's something we looked in detail at here, and it was interesting because the Vox is sort of a lefty-leaning website that was reporting on this, and they were bemoaning the idea of the beta male uprising, as apparently the incel people even call themselves this, the beta male uprising.
Well, yeah, they want them to just kind of be over there and be beta males,
well,
not uprise.
Well, yeah, but so, like, they're...
Also, the leftist publication wrote about this because it's an excuse to hate on men.
They're identifying that these beta males have been radicalized on the internet, is what they're saying, and that's a bad thing, is what they're saying. But here, on the other hand, you've got a story you're going to tell us about where a college is actually trying to encourage men to be more beta and less masculine. So tell us about what's going on at Texas College.
Yeah, so the University of Texas, of all universities, if not of all places, has, from their mental health department, issued a statement about masculinity in general this time. We're dropping the, it's only the toxic facade,
yep,
that we had going on for a few years there.
So now all masculinity is a problem.
Yes. So it says here, the Counseling and Mental Health Center at the University of Texas at Austin recently launched a new program to help male students, quote, take control over their gender identity and develop a healthy sense of masculinity.
So that now they're saying healthy sense of masculinity. So it's not masculinity. You're just hypersensitive, Melanie.
Yeah, well, treating masculinity as if it were a mental health crisis, Masculine UT is organized by the school's counseling staff and most recently organized a poster series encouraging students to develop a healthy model of masculinity. The program is...
The question is, what does that look like? What is the college?
I want to know what regular masculinity looks like. I just don't know what masculinity means exactly.
Well, all the people showing up have masculinity such that it needs to be treated at the mental health services center, then it looks like not what they're getting.
But everybody who goes to the mental health services center needs treatment. That just ask them.
Right, but they're trying to get more people to go into the mental health services center. So they're treating them, just all incoming male students, as if they have a mental health issue because of their masculinity. The program is predicated on a critique of so-called restrictive masculinity. Men, the program argues, suffer when they are told to act like a man or when they are encouraged to fulfill traditional gender roles such as being, quote, successful or, quote, the breadwinner. So successful should be treated, if you
If you want to be successful,
you should go hit up the mental health center because obviously you have mental health issues.
I'm not sure I got that. I mean, it sounded like what they were saying was is that people who are told that they should be successful because they're men, some of them apparently can't handle this kind of suggestion, and some of them will break down, and that's probably true.
Yeah, normalizing and not being able to handle being told that you should be something in the vague realm of successful is not something that we should be doing as human beings.
I think that we are creating a nation where more and more people need, those are air quotes, mental health services in order to handle life.
Because they're being diagnosed left and right with all these problems.
I think it's just gotten easier and easier to live. Right, like I grew up with color television and, well, not in my house, but air conditioning. We had air conditioning existed when I grew up, although I didn't have it in my house. Washing machines and these sorts of things, and you didn't have to struggle as much. So and I would say that if I grew up in a relatively easy world, then
it's even easier now.
Right, so then you have no problem being successful.
What's that?
So then you should have no problem being successful.
I have no problem.
You don't have to define
that
as everyone has to be the CEO of Shell, but just success is now a trait.
Success is get your butt up and go to work. That's what success is.
Show up on time.
Yep.
Smile.
Smile. Yeah. Have a good attitude.
Yep. All right. What else?
Though you might, and this is coming from the statement from the university, though you might enjoy taking care of people or being active, Masculine UT warns that many of these attributes are actually dangerous, claiming that traditional ideas of masculinity place men into rigid or restrictive boxes which prevent them from developing their emotional maturity. If you are a male student at UT reading this right now, we hope that learning about this helps you not to feel guilty about having participated in these definitions of masculinity and instead feel empowered to break the cycle the program offers. So don't be successful, be empowered instead.
By coming down to the mental health clinic, where we will tell you about all the ways that you're doing masculinity wrong.
Yes.
Basically. Do masculinity the way we say
it. So it's bad that society tells you how to be a man and that you should have a job and be successful, which university would seem... It would seem that university would think that would apply to everyone, not just men.
Yeah,
but then
you
could then come and be told by the mental health professionals how to be a man in a different way.
Wasn't the point of going to college to assist people with being successful? I mean, the theory, at least, behind it.
I'm pretty sure that's the reason the parents pay the tuition.
The stated goal, not necessarily the actual.
Maybe that's not what it is anymore, but it felt like, that was this sort of point behind it was, hey, you're supposed to better yourself by going to college so you have a better chance at getting career. And all that. Now, we know that's a load of crap and that plenty of college graduates end up nowhere near a job that has anything to do with the reason why they graduated or the degree that they received. But, I mean, they're just basically coming right out and saying, oh, well, if you feel like you are being asked to be a success in life, just come on down to the health clinic.
And we'll talk you out of it.
And we'll tell you that it's okay to want to be a loser. And that's masculine, too. What? Is that what I just heard?
Yes. Yes, it is.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind, your calls, thoughts on masculinity. Did you encounter this stuff in college? Are you in college right now?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com is loaded up with useful features that you can utilize, like the ability to actually purchase Bitcoin through the website. And there's actually some controversy about that these days. We haven't actually had a chance to talk about it, but there's some people who want to sue Bitcoin.com over this, and it's pretty ridiculous. We can explain that if we got time for it. I don't know if we will tonight. But if you want to get Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Cash, you can go to Bitcoin.com. Actually, go to buy.bitcoin.com. Now, apparently, based on the state that you're in or nation or whatever, it may tell you you can only get one or the other. But some of you will be able to get them both at buy.bitcoin.com. You want to get into their mining pool to mine Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Cash? It is up to you over at pool.bitcoin.com which one you choose, or choose them both. If you want, get into two different mining contracts over at pool.bitcoin.com. And there's all kinds of other cool features, like their news site loaded up with the latest news headlines every single day in the world of Bitcoin. Once again, head over to bitcoin.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Melanie, you've been sharing with us a statement from the University of Texas mental health, what was it, mental health?
The mental...
clinic, I think it was.
Mental health clinic.
They want you to show up if you are a man who feels as though he's being asked to be too masculine?
Yes, because if you're a man, that is a mental illness that must be treated. So all men are to report to the mental health unit, which sounds really dystopian.
That's right. You need to be reprogrammed. Is the idea.
I'm not even sure what masculinity is, so and no one's offered, including the psychology department here of UT, has offered a particularly good definition of what masculinity might be, what toxic masculinity is, any of these things. It seems to be catch-all terms.
Masculinity. Right, so that they can catch all of the men.
Yeah, if you're trying to be masculine, you're not. So there you go.
Masculinity, according to the dictionary, is pertaining to or characteristic of a man or men.
And what is characteristic of men? I don't know. Having genitalia? That's characteristic.
That would be it, yes. That's it's, one thing that you can narrow down.
I'm told that that's not the whole thing these days.
No. All right, so what else are they saying here, Melanie, besides, hey, you know, you need to come here and be re-educated. We will tell you about what the college's version of masculinity is, and you ought to be more like that.
Yeah, so the program is currently without leadership, but not for long. The school is in the process of hiring a, quote, healthy masculinities coordinator to run the program.
I wonder if that'll be a man or a woman.
They should have me do it.
I don't know. Because it would be more credible coming from a man.
Sure.
Not that it's particularly credible.
But then they want to hire
women because they're all...
Well,
apparently far left.
If you hire a man for, what was the position's name again that they were hiring for him for?
Healthy Masculinities Coordinator.
If you're hiring a man for that, then he's become like the perfect man, right? Like he has to then be.
According to the state?
Right, according to the school, this is the man we have chosen to tell you boys what it's, you know, what you need to be a healthy masculine male. This is the ideal.
What is man? That's what I want to know.
All right.
I'll take care of it. I'll tell these kids what healthy men do. It'll be fine.
And, I don't necessarily want to see you in a position like that, but yeah, they could just send you down there.
It'd be good. I'll fix them all up.
I heard you get some good benefits.
I'm sure.
Working for colleges.
If you're a real professor, if you're one of these interns or whatever, then you're just screwed.
Yeah, so they're like one of those places that, like, we pay our employees $80 bazillion, but most of the people working for us aren't our employees.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right, what else are they saying?
And a school official tells PJ Media that some helpful hirees are interviewing for the position later this week. While many schools now have similar programs, which is disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
This appears to be the first run directly out of a counseling and mental health center. So before I was just like some social justice random problem to bitch about. Now it's a problem with your mental health.
The college feminists are offering courses on how to be a better man.
Mm. Yeah.
Great.
Because they clearly know what they want from one.
Yeah.
So they should definitely be training.
I took women's studies, so now I'm going to tell you, how you should act. And I'm pretty mad about the way things are. Well, that's in evidence by the fact that you took women's studies.
Anyway, go ahead with this story.
Though the school system seems to justify this by claiming that masculinity can cause men to lash out at other people and themselves, the school did not respond to a request for comment to clarify, because they couldn't.
Masculinity, does it cause men to lash out at others and themselves? I would say, yeah.
What is it? Dude, tell me what it is. Tell me what masculinity is.
Well, it's that which is pertaining to the characteristic of a man. And if men have historically been prone to fight, let's say over the
lashing out doesn't mean fight. Lashing out means sort of saying mean things or fighting.
I'm pretty sure lashing out can mean physical attack.
Lashing out is anything negative.
Okay.
Basically, and if men are negative. Are women negative, and thus...
Women are completely perfect, and they have no problems whatsoever.
Well, yeah, because women were easily convinced to drop gender roles, so that was easy. Men are apparently taking some convincing and help from the mental veiled threats from the mental health department to get them to go along with it. So,
but
yeah.
If masculinity causes people to lash out, then femininity does too.
Yeah.
Then there is no distinguishing difference between masculinity and femininity.
Good point, because certainly there's plenty of cat
fights.
There's plenty of cat fights out there for sure.
I would say that solving your problems with your fists is traditionally considered masculine over feminine. Okay, so I'd be willing to say that, but I don't think there's nearly as many fist fights as there used to be.
Yeah, it's not like the overwhelming method by which conflicts are solved.
Yeah. I mean, fist fights were relatively common when I was in school, and I don't think that that's the case anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not in school, Mark, so it's really hard to say.
It's the impression I get.
You can't really compare your experience to
certainly don't know
other people's experience. I know that when I was in elementary school, I do remember we were in the area of Sarasota, Florida that we were in was kind of right across the street from the ghetto, basically. And there were two women in the streets who were scrapping. And they were still kind of coming at each other like in that classic women like flapping the hands at one another, not like throwing punches, but sort of like slapping downwards sort of motion.
Yeah.
But they were tearing each other's clothes off at the same time. So it didn't look as violent, but it definitely was pretty darn
that
vicious.
That is a technique that is often used in girl on girl fights.
Yeah.
Is to get the other person to stop fighting
because they're embarrassed of their clothes.
Embarrass them by showing off their assets, which of course would not embarrass a man because it's not the issue. Like, it's much harder to embarrass a man through nakedness than it would be through embarrass a woman through nakedness.
Interesting point. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I don't know. When I see women fighting really incompetently, I just assume they have no male friends that would have taught them how to fight. Even like, not even necessarily competently, but just like not that
incompetently.
Yes.
You shouldn't be fighting that incompetently.
Yeah. Like, you it's okay to lose. Just don't, not that bad. Like.
Well, I think the best bet is probably to not resort to violence as your means to solve your problems. But if it comes down to it, I suppose, you'd fight.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're not always the one who did the attacking.
Indeed.
So you don't necessarily always have that option. Mm. Although, if these are people who know each other, you have the option of not hanging out with crazy people.
Or not sleeping with her man.
There's always that.
Yeah.
Was that part of the...
I don't know.
Was that articulated as the problem?
I have no idea. This was 25 or however many years ago it was, 30 years.
I was just
like
wondering whether you remembered what the reason for the fight was.
That's a common one. Just,
It's happened
between
before,
people,
I've heard.
Because, getting in a fight over someone who clearly doesn't like you is sensible somehow.
All right. We got more on the way here. Is there more from the masculine press release from the college? All right. 855-450. Free like freedom. 855-450-3733. And if you want to jump in here to add to the conversation, you're certainly welcome to do so. Your experience on college campuses with masculinity. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com sunnybayheatingpads.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
So publicly available. Right.
And they're basically saying, if you are a man and you are masculine, you've got a problem. You need to be our kind of masculine. Come on down to the clinic. We'll help you be less masculine or more like the masculine that we define as masculine. We at the college.
Yes.
That's kind of my understanding of what they've been saying here so far. You said there's a little bit more to share, and then we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. So go ahead.
Yeah. So then they had just said that they wanted to treat masculinity at the mental health center because it can cause men to lash out. And then the article says there is no evidence that masculinity itself contributes to violence. Universities that run similar programs, such as UNC Chapel Hill and Northwestern, have admitted that their programming isn't supported by any evidence. Now, these are universities that can create evidence,
yeah,
but they can't come up with any. So basically,
these are just the kinds of men they want to create. They want to see.
So with the heavy insinuation that masculinity will make you violent, which is not the case, because if it was, then 50% of the population would be violent, and it's not.
There's plenty of women who beat men.
Yeah, they just don't get reported.
That's
usually.
Right.
Some of them do, but they usually don't. So those numbers are going
to
be...
Right, because men don't want to, generally, it's not seen as masculine to report... a woman who
it's not masculine to take a woman to jail for domestic violence either.
Yeah.
And you have to look at that when it comes to policing, too.
Yeah, so they want you to treat it like a mental health illness because they say it causes violence, but they have no evidence that it causes violence. And
that it causes any more violence than femininity, right? Because, like you said, there's plenty of women who are violent within their relationships as well. They just don't get the statistics on them because they're not having the cops called about
them. I've seen statistics that it's very close to 50-50.
Wouldn't surprise me.
As to who initiates violence in the home.
It makes sense that unstable people get in relationships with unstable people, and a thing that unstable people can do is beat their partner, so... Yeah.
And, I would say that it's pretty clear that men are more built for the violence. So if they initiate or even defend, they're more likely to be successful. So that's the thing. In that circumstance, as a man, you really don't want to be successful even in defense. You would want to, in my opinion, the violence occurs and you need to give a warning. Hey, this can never happen again.
Yeah.
And then, if the violence occurs again, I think I'm pretty generous on this, then you go away for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving way too much enabling here.
Well, and then, if it happens again, then you just cut it off. Like, mm-hmm. You showed that I'm willing to.
Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah, and then on the third one. And, if you wanted to give a fourth strike and go away for a week or 2 weeks, then I suppose you could. But you need to show that this has consequences. And so that's my mind.
And you're very liable to end up in jail if you have a female partner who's physically abusing you. So just for that reason, you should probably just leave at that second.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but people tend to want to stay in the relationships that they're in.
Sure, it's convenient.
They,
so this is kind of a harm reduction strategy, not an ideal strategy.
That would be my... So I had a woman who... I was in a relationship who struck me in sort of a playing fashion, and I just don't believe that should be done either.
Where did she strike you?
Just kind of like whack on the shoulder.
Okay.
But I believe that that can lead to, pretend whacks across the face. And then pretty soon, it's okay. And it's not okay.
Yeah. No, it's not.
If it's not okay for me, it's
unless
not okay for you. And I can assure you, it is not okay for me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
As a convicted killer, I can't have somebody who thinks that violence is an acceptable problem-solving system in a relationship with me.
Right.
I can't have that.
Well, even if you weren't a convicted killer, I don't think you'd necessarily want that anyway.
Look, I have to watch out.
Right.
Really, have to watch out really, really hard. Somebody dies on my street, whose door are they going to knock on?
Right. Odds are it was their significant other, but yes.
I don't care who it was.
Look, it doesn't matter who it was.
It doesn't matter who it was. We're talking about cops here and lazy police work.
No doubt.
Okay? And so violence has to be nipped, in my opinion, in the bud. Mm-hmm. And I consider any kind of, even action that's pretend hitting unacceptable. Just end of story unacceptable. And by saying that, by nipping it in the bud, nothing occurred in the future. Not to say that it would have. Who knew?
Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. New Mexico, we have the worst hit-and-run fatalities. Last year, we killed 31 pedestrian and bicyclists, and they all ran off, left them bleeding to death. And the year before was 26.
Okay, so any kind of speed limit that would be around where people should be biking should not leave you bleeding to death from being hit by a car at 5, 10, even 25 miles an hour, really.
Sometimes they've got those bike lanes that are right there on the road, though. I mean, bicyclists.
Well, the thing about it was that the year before was 26 people, so it jumped up 46%.
Do you think it's a serial hit and runner? Like one person who just runs over bicycles and,
could be.
With the intention of not getting caught?
Well, I think everybody's doing it. Almost everybody, there's a couple
everybody's
of
everybody's doing it in regards to vehicular homicide.
What's the solution, Sarah?
We were better off with red light cameras and speeding bans.
How is red light cameras? First of all, a speeding ban is redundant. It is illegal to speed, by the way. How is a red light camera going to stop people from running into people?
Well, they have to, like 10 pictures of them, the face shot, the license plate.
No, they don't, because it's aimed at where the line for where you're supposed to stop at the red light is, not at where you happen to hit somebody who is riding a bike in the street.
Right. Most of the bicyclists, you know, bicycle accidents that result in death or severe injury are probably not happening when somebody's taking a right turn on red. And if they are, they're just getting, you know, a little bit of... Their bike's probably getting a little effed up. They're probably not dying as a result.
Well, the whole thing is that there's an accident. It's a very very sensitive computer, and the sensor goes on anytime there's an accident. So they take like 15 pictures of you.
So you're presuming the accidents are these hit and run accidents always happening in intersections? Did you look that up, or are these just? I mean, if you just go along the side of the road, clip a bicyclist, knock him into a ditch. No red light camera is going to have anything to do with that. I don't know what kind of, hit and runs are going on here. What I can tell you is that accidents have increased every time they put red light cameras in.
She doesn't care
in every
that.
Place. No, she doesn't. She cares about the pedestrians and the bicycles. Right. Those are special superhumans.
Those lives.
Whereas the babies that are crushed in the backs of cars when people slam on their brakes because these red light cameras cause people to do such a thing, she doesn't give a flying flip at a rolling donut.
So you hate babies. Is that what you're saying, Sarah?
So you guys think that more pedestrians getting killed? See, when we have the cameras, we have less pedestrian and less hit-and-run fatalities.
That is correlation, not causation.
If it's a wash, then why do you want to spend the extra money if it's a wash? Like, if as many people die in these pedestrian accidents as die of these, stopping sooner from red light cameras, then why do you want to have them and spend the money on them?
Well, the thing is that the death, like you're saying, is just we are in accidents. The babies don't die. They die from speeders.
They just get severe whiplash.
People die from rear-end accidents. Are you kidding me? Yes, they die from rear-end accidents.
You don't die from speeding. You die from colliding with another object.
Okay, so here's what happens. Here's what happens in these accidents.
Speed kills.
It doesn't matter how fast you... I mean, I guess there is a velocity at which you would cease to be a stable, solid object.
You can't reach that in a car.
But you're not doing that in the car.
No. Right.
So until that happens, you're not dying from speeding.
At these red light cameras is the person behind says, ooh, a yellow light, I better speed up. And the person in front says, ooh, a yellow light, I better stop. And kabam! Yes, so absolutely.
You know, if it weren't for all that toxic masculinity, we wouldn't have any car accidents whatsoever. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Out of time for tonight, but we will be back tomorrow, where you can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And as always, don't forget to amp the show, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Get some cool perks.
It's toxic masculinity that has you walk across the street without looking both ways.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.